This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The internet being what it is, a very, nay, extremely unflattering video of Uber CEO Travis Kalanick is making the rounds. Bloomberg got it first. It's another black mark for the company in a recent string of them. As I do with everything Silicon Valley, we got our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood on the line to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so remind us what happened here with this video.
So this is a video that was taped on Super Bowl Sunday inside an Uber car, and it is the Uber driver, who apparently has been driving for the company for a long time, getting into an argument with CEO Travis Kalanick. It starts out as a fairly reasonable conversation. The driver's saying, look, you've really changed the fare structure and I take home a lot less money. And we're going to play a little bit of tape from the video. It's a little hard to make out and there's some cursing that we're going to bleep, but he's basically, he's blowing his stack.
You keep changing every day.
What have I changed about black?
Huh?
What have
you changed the whole business.
What?
You dropped the prices.
On black?
Yes, you did.
Did
with $20. You started with
$20. You know what?
How much is the mile now? $2.75?
You know what?
What?
Some people don't like to take responsibility for
their
blame everything
but
in their life on somebody else.
But why are you sending an email for town car?
Good luck.
Good luck to you too, but I know you don't gonna go far.
So that got a little testy, right? And It's the CEO of the company with a pseudo-employee, I suppose. Not the first time that Travis Kalanick has been, his reputation has gotten sort of him in trouble.
Absolutely. This is, though, the first time that we've seen Travis sort of try to address issues at Uber in various ways. But it's all coming to a head right now. There have obviously been allegations of sexual harassment and discrimination at the company, in addition to allegations of really extreme kind of professional dysfunction. You had two investors recently write an open letter, and this never happens. You really never see investors openly criticize the companies that they're a part of, that they're invested in. And they wrote an open letter saying the company has a culture that's plagued with disrespect and cliques and lack of diversity and tolerance for bullying and harassment. Now you have Travis Kalanick taking this step of apologizing for his behavior in that car, but also saying, I'm going to try to get help with my leadership.
Yeah, he says, this is the first time I've been willing to admit that I need leadership help. What do you suppose that means?
You could argue it should maybe refer to anger management, but it probably means coaching. What often happens with founders of companies like this, right, is that they have an idea for a company. They have lots of ideas for how to grow it, but they don't get training.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get, sensitivity. Look, I have an uncle who became the CEO of a bank, and when he was being elevated to that position, he went through all kinds of sensitivity training and actual management technique training. I'm not sure the extent to which that has occurred for Travis Kalanick or a lot of the founders of what are now very large companies and no longer startups, but they take it all so personally that it can sometimes, and I, again, I'm not sure that Travis has earned a ton of benefit of the doubt, but what does happen is that people who are so personally invested and whose personal brands are so inextricably linked with their companies, is they take it really personally and they have a hard time detaching. And some of that inability to detach means the company can't run very well.
Right. Molly Wood, she's our senior tech correspondent talking about Uber and its continuing issues, I guess. Molly, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Kai.
Molly and I talked about Uber and the president's speech last night as well. In today's episode of Make Me Smart, the new podcast we're working on, check it out, marketplace.org/makemesmart.